Every NBA team was traumatized by the most recent lockout, but few teams have dealt with the uncertainty that the New Orleans Hornets have recently endured. After a few years of mismanagement and declining attendance, it was rumored that New Orleans was one of the teams the NBA considered eliminating. But fans have begun to swarm to the Hornets' hive, and the team expects it will be in the Big Easy for a while. From New Orleans, Keith O'Brien has the story.
On a recent Wednesday night, the Hornets took the floor in the New Orleans arena to square off against the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers and Hornets collectively have no marquee stars and little chance of competing for an NBA title this season. But near the top of Section 117, fans were chanting, and one of them, Charisse Otis, was wearing a Hornets-themed costume. That's how much she cares.
It mostly was all Hornets colors, purple, gold, and blue. I have on a tutu that I made that's mostly gold, but it has blue and purple accents, a purple Hornets shirt, purple wig. I love big eyelashes, so I have on big blue eyelashes, blue contacts, and some purple tights and some blue boots.
Such enthusiasm is somewhat surprising. The NBA assumed ownership of the Hornets a little over a year ago after a failed attempt to find a buyer. The team's best player, star point guard Chris Paul, was traded just days before the season began for three less well-regarded players and a draft pick. And by the end of last season, the Hornets had less than 6,000 season ticket holders. To be viable, they needed to sell an additional 4,000 season tickets amidst an NBA lockout, widespread fan dissatisfaction, and general economic woes. That's when the Hornets got creative and produced this.
If there's one thing we've proved in New Orleans, it's that we never take a challenge lightly.
Every person, every business,
and every family
who is here now has made a choice.
The voices in the Hornets commercial were familiar. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, Louisiana's U.S. senators, the mayor, the governor, famous musicians, and even the local archbishop all appeared in the new ad campaign, telling fans where they stood on the Hornets.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Oh, you know I'm in.
I'm in. Are you?
It turned out to be exactly the right thing to say, recalls team president Hugh Weber.
So that while everyone else was talking about lockouts and bickering and fighting of owners and the potential of contraction because of NBA ownership and all this other stuff, we were talking about New Orleans, right? We didn't have players to use. We didn't have X's and O's to talk about. What we could talk about is how we fit into the fabric of the new New Orleans.
With the players locked out, front office executives essentially went door to door, often meeting groups of fans in their own living rooms. Fans like Daryl Romero, one of thousands who signed up for season tickets in recent months.
I'm in it with, you know, with the mayor and with the governor and all these other beautiful fans here. You know, we're all in it together as a team.
And finally, last month, just before the season began and the front office shipped Chris Paul to the Los Angeles Clippers, the Hornets met their goal of 10,000 season ticket holders, an achievement that didn't surprise head coach Monty Williams, who was one of those team officials going door to door.
It was the one chance I had to get to know the people in our community. And whether it was in the Ninth Ward or New Orleans East or Metairie or somewhere else downtown, it was a great time to get to know our fan base. And now I see those people at the games. It's pretty cool.
The fans early on this season, though, aren't getting to see a lot of winning. In that Wednesday night game against the 76ers, the Hornets managed to blow an early 14-point lead, getting routed down the stretch 101-93 as the fans in the arena groaned.
Come on, man!
The players admit it's going to take time to learn how to work together, or even just to master the playbook, says Chris Kamen, a 7-foot center who was acquired in the Paul trade and is one of 10 new players on the Hornets' hastily assembled roster.
We got traded here after the first preseason game was already done. There was only one left. Trying to get all the plays down, the defensive coverages, and then gel with the guys, kind of get on their same page with everybody. And it's just kind of it's a difficult situation.
The team is still looking for a long-term stadium lease and a buyer. But Weber thinks they'll get that lease and a new owner in the months ahead. He's confident, he says, that the team will be staying. And for the moment anyway, that alone is reason enough to cheer. For Only a Game, I'm Keith O'Brien in New Orleans.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. John 3:16. It's the only Bible verse I remember from Sunday school. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Believe me, I can recite the whole thing. So can Tim Tebow. He famously displayed the book chapter and verse on his eye black when he led the Florida Gators to win the 2009 BCS title. Exactly 3 years later, Tebow threw for exactly 316 yards in last Sunday's AFC wildcard win over the Steelers. Pretty cool, eh? He also set a new NFL playoff record with 31.6 yards per completion. I bet you can guess where the game's TV rating peaked out on CBS. Also 31.6.